सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर भगवान की जय हो। श्री श्यामानंद पंडित जी महाशय की जय। सो आई विल कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम माय वेरी लेफ्ट इन द टेंपल विद ऑफ नॉइज। सो श्रील प्रभुपाद क्वार्टर्स आर देयर, रूप गोस्वामी समाधि इज देयर, भजन कुटी इज देयर। और the DTs, if you see, there are not one set of DTs, there are many many DTs there. Okay, let's start from center. The center one is Radha Damodar and right side is Ananga Manjari Devi. Okay, and those DTs are worshipped by Jiva Goswami. And Rupa Goswami got a dream. In the dream Krishna came, and he was not a sculptor, but Krishna guided him in the dream to carve the murti from the stone. And that murti which he made was named as Radha Damodar, and he gifted them to Jiva Goswami, to his nephew, and worshipped by Jiva Goswami. Then on Damodar's left side is a tall deity, very long, very tall, that is Radha Vrindavan Chandra deities. And those are the deities of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is a person who wrote the life story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we call as Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he wrote that scripture at the bank of Radha Kund. Now one day we'll come to Radha Kund, we'll have to spend a full day there to see so many holy places at the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. So at the bank of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund is a place where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at the age of 90 stayed, and with frail eyes and everything, body was so old, but he was inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of Raghunath Das Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami. He wrote the whole scripture, which Prabhupada translated into 17 volumes in Bengali into English. So that is divine grace, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. He worshipped those deities, Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And also his samadhi is there. When we came last, when we just turned to left, there is samadhi of Jiva Goswami and samadhi of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And then there is also samadhi, Pushpa Samadhi of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, who is Prabhupada's Guru Maharaj on the Parikrama. Okay, then there is Damodarji, Vrindavan Chandra. Now come on this side of, it means if I am watching the deities like this, on the right side of mine and left side of the Lord, one more set of deities called Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav deities are the deities worshipped by Jayadeva Goswami. Jayadeva Goswami is the famous one, and all those, some of you teachers will know. He is the author of Gita Govinda, the famous literature about loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna, written by Jayadeva Goswami. And Jayadeva Goswami stayed sometimes in Jagannath Puri, sometimes in Champahati, in Navadvip Dham. And he wrote actually Gita Govinda in Champahati, in Navadvip Dham. And then next to that is the small deities, last one on the right side, is Radha Chailchagan. Chailchagan means Chalia, one who is a cheater. The very wonderful name, Chailchagan. So he is the one who is always cheating the gopis. So Radha Chailchagan was worshipped by Bhugarbha Goswami. As I told you, when we went to Gokulananda Mandir, that Bhugarbha Goswami and Lokanath Goswami were the two Goswamis who came first in Vrindavan after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that time the whole Vrindavan was only forest. So Lokanath Goswami received deities of Radha Vinod, whom he wore in the neck, in the bag, right? From the Kisholi Kund they appeared. And then they smiled at him. and Bhugarbha Goswami worshipped Radha Child Chicken. Now, all these are standing deities, and then there is a big Shila. Some of you saw the Shila also. The very simple story of the Shila is Sanatan Goswami was residing at that Chakreshwar Mahadev. His bhajan kuti is there. And every day he would do 40 kilometers walking parikrama. What we did was 21, 22 kilometers. That is called small parikrama. And there is a big parikrama which covers Pravishtavan, Petagaon and Chandra Sarovar, and like that it goes all the way. And in Chandra Sarovar there is a place called as Pravishta Gufa, from where Krishna entered the ground and then lifted Govardhan from there. Pravishta means Pravesh. He entered from there. Now that Gufa, there was a tunnel from there all the way about 2 kilometers from there to Govardhan. The tunnel is now closed. And the door is there. And the door is right next to the Chandra Sarovar deities of Bhagwan Narayan. Krishna became four-armed Narayan there. Very beautiful story. So he would do the long parikrama. So he was 70 year old and still he was like very slowly walking. So Krishna took a form of a small boy and came running behind Baba and said, "Baba, you are so old. Your whole life did parikrama, Govardhan parikrama. You have perfected your life in every single aspect of your life. You are already perfect. You don't need to do any more parikrama and tax yourself so much." They said, "No, this is my vow. This is my sadhana and I must do it." So meaning behind is that one should not think that now I have chanted Hare Krishna for 40 years. Now I am perfect, so I should give it up now. It's not like after you become BA, you don't study any more BA books. Just don't touch them anymore. A devotee, till the last breath of his life, although he has perfected his life in Krishna consciousness, will never give up his sadhana. So his parikrama was life and soul to him. So Baba was walking and the boy was running behind him. And then the boy disappeared. He was Krishna. So he went back on Govardhan. He played flute. And when he played flute, the stone of Govardhan melted because of the power of the second note of Krishna. As I told you, there are many notes. First note, second note, third note, fourth note, fifth note. So second note when you play, the stones melt. So he played the second note standing on three-fold bending form, and the stone melted and naturally it created footprint. One footprint that is left full and right half. When he was playing flute, the cow came running, also stood on the same Shila, and there is a hoof print also on that. And he placed his cow herding stick down while playing the flute. So also there is a cow herding flute impression on the stone. So very big Shila. So then he came out, stopped playing flute. So the melted stone settled down. He lifted that Shila and came running behind Sanatan Goswami and told him, "Please do not walk like this. Take this Shila and do 4 parikramas of this Shila. You will get the benefit of doing Govardhan parikrama." So that Shila, then onwards, he started walking around 4 times a day. And that was the parikrama of Govardhan parikrama for Sanatan Goswami. Now why all these things are over here? Because on Guru Purnima day, when Sanatan Goswami left his body, the Shila was in that bhajan kuti. And Jiva Goswami was the next heir apparent. Varsa. He was the next heir apparent, you know. So all the property of Sanatan Goswami came to him. And because he was residing in this temple, he kept the Shila in this temple. At the same time, this is called as Seva Kunja Ghera. Seva Kunja Ghera means area under Seva Kunj. And in that Seva Kunj area, Shamsundar Mandir also is there, Damodar Mandir also is there. There was a separate temple for Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's deities, Vrindavan Chandra also. There was a separate temple for Jayadev's Prabhu Goswami's Radha Madhav also. Separate temple for Bhugarbha Goswami's Radha Chhailchikan also. So these are all a complex of temples. But eventually, there was a financial crisis. And Jiva Goswami was the leader that time. And all the acharyas have left and the temples were like barren. So for the sake of worship of all the deities, he shifted them from all temples in one temple. And under his supervision, he was worshipping all of them together. That's why historically, they are together. And for the same reason, after Sanatan Goswami left his world, the Shila also came here. So it is said that those who cannot walk 22 kilometers or whatever, 40 kilometers, physical invalidity is there. So they can come to this temple and do four parikramas. And do four parikramas, you will get the benefit of doing Govardhan parikrama. Some people may be invalid, some may be handicapped, so they do parikrama over here. So Radha Damodar temple is like, you know, conglomeration of all the powerful deities and powerful places. Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, Jiva Goswami Samadhi, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Samadhi, Pushpa Samadhi of Prabhupada's Gurudev, Prabhupada's two very rooms. For us, who are the followers of ISKCON movement, the whole ISKCON movement was conceived over there. So we go and offer our respects. At that time Prabhupada did not have any pomp or any Aishwarya, any pomp. It is said that Prabhupada, when he left his world, he had, I think, few billions of dollars of worth property all over the world. And he went only with 40 rupees, you know, some $7 that time. So you can imagine that, but neither 40 rupees were his own, neither billions of dollars were his own. He was not attached to any of these things. But Krishna responded to his sincerity and dedication. And at one time he was sitting on the bench of Tompkins Square Park, and there was an old man sitting next to him. And no disciple was there, no temple was there, no book distribution was going on. Prabhupada simply was wandering, trying to preach somewhere. And the old man, he told that there are hundreds of temples, there are thousands of devotees, and there are millions of books being distributed. Only time is separating us from that. So he had that vision, you know, and he could, by his sincerity and purity, could actually realize the vision, make it appear in front of our eyes. And today, Hare Krishna is a household word in the world. Not a single religion, not because we are in that movement, but not a single religious movement today has centers in so many countries. You know, in USA, maybe Swaminarayan is most prominent, more than ISKCON also. In some other countries, something else is prominent. But ISKCON is steadily over everywhere, you know. So, this is the prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prithivite ache sarva nagaradigram sarvatra pracharo hoiba marunam. A time will come when my holy name will be chanted in every town and every village. And in our life also, last 30 years we are watching that how the things are spreading. You know, in my last 20 years I have seen so many centers in Maharashtra came in front of our eyes. Today Gopal Krishna Maharaj, his offerings were being read. And he narrated so many centers in Fiji and some other places, you know, where Prabhupada visited. Wherever actually Prabhupada visited, temples are coming up. You will be really surprised to know. How many of you have gone to Radha Gopinath temple? Any of new teachers have gone to Radha Gopinath temple? Yeah? Prabhupada gave a seminar in Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, in Grand Road, at the bank of Chowpatty. And while getting down, you know, today also the steps are there, big stony steps, you know, when you get down. While getting down, he raised his stick and he like this, he pointed out, there should be a temple over here, like that. And that was our lane, 7 km Munji Marg. And today, within 15 years of the statement he made, there's a temple, very gorgeous temple has come up. So whatever Prabhupada desired, Krishna fulfilled. And wherever Prabhupada went, Krishna fulfilled his desire in building temples. And today, with what we heard from Gopal Krishna Maharaj's offering, that in Moscow now finally they have bought the land for the gorgeous temple. The place where the iron curtain, and nobody could preach there, nobody could do. One Bhagavad Gita would go and 1,000 people would read them by smuggling it from one to another. Because the KGB was following them nicely, harassing them like anything. That place in the course of time got broken into many countries and everything became open. The religious, you know, harassment and all those things stopped. And today it's a conglomeration of many countries, many are Muslim countries, many other countries, but the main Russian continent is now open and there's a huge temple coming in Russian continent. Russia is the biggest country actually. It takes 12 hours by flight to go from one end of Russia to another end of Russia. And thousands of local people come there for Bhagavatam classes. And festival times, you know, 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 people come across flying to attend the festivals. So this is the miracle of Prabhupada's movement, and this is all because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, all the mercy of his Gurudev, that he instructed him to go abroad. And the most important thing is Prabhupada stayed here, and very simple arrangements, not much opulence. From here he would go to sweep the floor in the night with tears in eyes, sometimes go to Lohi Bazaar and beg Madhukari from the shopkeepers. And the local people, you know, I told you in the beginning, the first day, that they were thinking, what kind of sadhu you are going at this age out of Prajbhumi. No one goes, it's foolish activity to go like this. But Prabhupada did his service, established the whole movement of ISKCON all over the world, completed 108 temples by the time he was old, he came back to Vrindavan and he died over here, he left his body over here. That time all the sadhus were condemning him that time, 12 years back, and glorified him. He is real Brijvasi. He ultimately came and left his body in the dham. So Prabhupada set a standard. You all may not be knowing, before 1971, Vrindavan was like a desert, you know. It's a very holy place, no doubt about it. It's always a holy place, supremely holy place. But it was not known to people. And Prabhupada went to so many countries in the world. And then what happened? Thousands and lakhs and millions of people started coming. So that small lane where people were on maybe 1,000 rupees per month, you know, in those days. My father, when I was studying, my father was making 1,500 rupees per month and we were 10 people in the house. So it was like very difficult times. So such kind of simple shops of deity worship paraphernalia, they are now doing business of crores per day in that place. Each and every shopkeeper sends consignments by containers, by boat and by air flight, by train. Thousands of devotees come there and from abroad, and one time only they come, and crores of rupees order they give, and all the material is shipped over there. Everything goes from Lohi Bazaar. So even Prabhupada not only gave spiritual glory to Vrindavan, but also gave material prosperity to Brijvasis. This in front of this temple, there is one big bungalow is there, huge posh bungalow, that is of that Ganga Prasad ji. It was a very small timer, a small house, but because of Prabhupada's mercy, all the business grew up here. Everyone comes to Vrindavan to buy, not Mayapur, they come to Vrindavan to buy the deity paraphernalia, worship items. This is the central market in the whole world. So he has actually uplifted Sri Vrindavan Dham externally and also materially, and brought Vrindavan to people in the world, and brought people to Vrindavan from the world. He took Vrindavan in his heart, established places of worship of Radha and Krishna in the material world outside, and then brought people over here. So they said, dancing white elephants, the fair looking people, sannyasis, shaven headed with danda in hand, they got down, and 30 years Prabhupada preached here. But not a single follower he could make in India. But when he brought so many Westerner sannyasis dancing in Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting, people fell at his feet, and then people became devotees in India. So this is our misfortune actually. Our own wealth, we are not valuing. If somebody else follows that, then because of the imported nature of that wealth, we want to buy it. Now also, we make dhotis in Bhivandi. They are not sold there. From Bhivandi they come to Vrindavan. And then we buy dhotis from here, Vrindavan se laya. Then you see the label made in Bhivandi. It's like that only. The wealth of devotion is from India. People are all over the world look to the India for spiritual wealth. And we are looking to the Western world for their material comforts. They enjoy it and frustrated to come to India to have self-realization. And we want to copy them and run behind them. So Prabhupada knew that if Americans follow, take up Krishna consciousness, then Indians will have some light in their brain. So when they saw foreigners taking up our mission, then all of us, even myself, I am born in a Brahmin family, South Indian Orthodox family of Brahmins. I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. When I went to temple, I saw so many foreigners quoting Sanskrit slokas and giving pravachan on those Sanskrit slokas. And I felt ashamed. What is the use of my being Brahmin born? And that's how I took up Krishna consciousness. I was not impressed by my father telling me or some neighbor or some other sadhus. But I saw foreigners as living as brahmacharis, PhDs, master's degree from big universities in America. They had all the prospects in life to make money and become famous. But they left and they joined temple. So I was thinking, there is something more than their PhDs, what they must have experienced. That's why they are here. Otherwise they would have been outside. And that's how I took up Krishna consciousness. So it's our disease, because we want to enjoy what Westerners enjoy. Imitate them, follow them. So when they took up Krishna consciousness, at least we were enlightened. This is Shyam Sundar temple. And this temple was, this deities were worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit. Actually the main temple deities standing, the big ones, are not worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit. The small ones which are next to that are worshipped by Shyamananda Pandit. The story goes like this. His original name was Dukhi Krishnadas. And he would sweep the floors of the roads of Vrindavan. And one time when he was sweeping, he would cry in tears and sweeping with great love and devotion. He found one very unusual anklet, you know, pendant. So he kept it very carefully because it was a very unusual thing to be found in the garbage actually. And then Lalita Sakhi came inquiring about the ankle bell. So he said, "My mistress has lost her ankle bell. Please give me if you have found it." So he said, "The one who owns this ankle bell should come to take it from me. I will not give it to you. If she has lost it, she should come and take it from me." So then Radharani comes. When Radharani comes, he faints and unconscious. And he gives that anklet to Radharani. Radharani takes that anklet and presses against the forehead of Shyamananda Goswami. Like this. And it makes a permanent tilak mark on his forehead, which is not like we generally put all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So he couldn't tell all these things to anybody. But he was putting that tilak every day. And they started getting criticized, you know, for everybody. What kind of deviation is this? You are putting some speculative tilak. We have a tilak of our own style and you are doing something else. You think yourself too great or you are... But he was like quietly listening to everybody. And Radharani came and chastised that pujari. Who was chastising him for putting a new tilak. He said, "I am the one who has given this particular mark on his forehead by my ankle bell. Do not criticize him. It is my mark on him. It is my mercy upon him." And that time Radharani named him as Shyamanand Pandit from Dukhi Krishnadas. It's a very beautiful story. And then Radharani herself gave the deity of Shyam Sundarji to Shyamanand Pandit, which is there in the temple. It's a small size deity. And the big one is the deity of Prajananda Goswami Maharaj. The name is there, put on there. And this temple is a very unique temple. Srila Prabhupada, when he made the deities of Radha and Shyam Sundarji and Krishna Balaram, he told his devotees to come and do kirtan over here. Please listen. Prabhupada said to devotees to come and do kirtan here and told devotees to pray to Shyam Sundarji to come to our temple in Ramanreti. So devotees came and did a lot of kirtan over here, begging that please come to our temple, and then he established the deities over there. This temple is a very new temple because they decorate the deities performing various pastimes. Many a times you will come here on seasonal, you know, Kartik or in Adhik Mahas or some other months. You will find Krishna becoming Gopi. He will be in a female form, rather than in male form. Krishna carrying a matka on his head. And someday Krishna with paper and pen in hand. And paper will having some letters, you know. That is Krishna is sending love letter to Radharani. And Radharani is... So many pastimes are there. Write the pastime also. Today is this Leela. Makan Chori. Today is Gopastami. Then Krishna also will be in Gopi form. Radha also will be in Gopi form. And they all will be having sticks in the hand. And they will be going for herding cows. There will be cows also around that. So whatever pastimes Krishna performs, Ras Leela or many, many pastimes, they will depict that pastime the way they will dress the deities. It's a very unique thing in the month of Kartik. In the month of Adhik Mas, throughout the year's pastimes, whatever happens throughout the year, festival point of view, they will do the dressings in 1 month only. One after another they will do sequentially. It's a great fun to see. Every evening you come here and you see the deities in different Leela format. And if you go out of this temple and walk a little left towards Shams Damodar temple, in between, there's a small place where the Nupur, the ankle bell, was found. They called it as Nupur Praptisthali, where he sat and he found the... And there I was one time looking very intently to the sthali, you know, where this is the place where Shyamananda found the Nupur of Radharani. And suddenly I couldn't see anything more. I was watching it nicely and I was very clear it was... And suddenly I said, nothing I could see. It was in between, without my knowledge, my spectacles were stolen. Monkey came here and so beautifully removed, I didn't even realize. I just saw, why I can't see? Then I thought, the spectacles are not there. They're on the second floor, you know. And nicely crushed them beautifully. Hari bol. So, and this renovation is done by this. And then below this, if you go, Shamananda Goswami would perform bhajan in the cave down. You can go. You have to go two stairs down. The place where he would sit down and perform his bhajan. So these are very, very holy places. This used to be in jungle previously. But the way ISKCON is, you know, today also, wherever ISKCON goes, the rates go up, the prices go up, and the shops come there, and the business goes on, and people come, and you know, when Prabhupada built the temple, it was in jungle, tigers and lions would come there. And today, tigers are all chased away. There's no place for them, because so many people are coming there to darshan. Similarly, wherever now we open Bhaktivedanta Hospital branch or something like that, whatever we do, immediately the business goes up there, prices go up there. So very soon now we are going to start a hospital in Barsana. Activity is going on there anyways, buying a land, and Dr. Chaudhary is working very hard. So I'm very happy to be with all of you. Somehow I thought that time is getting up. We will conclude here our yatra. And I was very fortunate, it's my many years I was thinking to take all of you, Gopal's Garden teachers. Somehow it worked out this time. My humble request to all of you is that when you go from here, don't go empty-handed from here. Take the wealth of devotion of Radha and Krishna. And never hesitate to chant the holy name, to worship the Lord, to read the scriptures. You know? Human life is meant for adopting the life of bhakti. We may do our bhakti in ISKCON style, that is Gaudiya Sampradaya. But somehow or other bhakti has to be done. Whether you like ISKCON style, don't like ISKCON style, that is all fine. But we have to ultimately, in this lifetime only, in this very body only, have to perfect our life in devotion to Lord Krishna. We chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the best mantra to chant. But if you are attached to any other mantra of name of Krishna, but chanting is most important. Whether I chant Ram Krishna Hari or Chaita Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, it's all fine. But one has to chant in this lifetime the names of Lord Krishna. And it is said, Jivata Sava Saman. If we do not take the name of Krishna in this life, while being in this human body, it is like a dead body. It's like walking corpses, moving dead bodies. So why live like dead bodies? You should live like spiritually alive. Spiritually vibrant life should be there. And in this life, in this human body, we can do the worship of the Lord. Next life we become animal or bird, anybody, we can't chant Hare Krishna. We can't worship the Lord. So this is the rarest of opportunity. Most rare opportunity in the life is to attain human life. Very rare, out of 84 lakhs of species of life, one takes birth as human being. And then if he thinks that, okay, I could enjoy in a particular way in other species, now as a human being with this brain, I will enjoy in a very, very different, sophisticated, advanced manner. That is not the purpose of the human body. In human body, you cannot have sense gratification the way the animals have. The elephant can eat millions of times more than you. The bear can sleep much better than us. And the defensive point of view, the lion and the tiger can do defense of himself much better than human being. But human beings are meant for self-realization. Athato brahma jikyasa. Now that we have attained human life, life is meant to worship the Lord, to realize the Parabrahman, to realize the self, establish ourselves in devotion and worship to Krishna, and thus perfect our life. And not ever come back again in this material world. This visit to Vrindavan of all of you should commence the life onwards here, which will ultimately conclude going back to Godhead. That way this Vrindavan has to serve you. You should take from here that wealth of devotion which will not make you take birth again in this world. We may gain things, we may lose things, we may gain prosperity, we may lose prosperity, we may gain wealth, position, everything. Everything is going to finish in this lifetime. Nothing is going to go with you. Next lifetime when you come back, you can't say, I was a doctor last time, so give me my degree immediately. As the last time I passed my MBBS. You can't do that. Everything has to be started again. But spiritual life will be started from where you left. That is the beauty of spiritual life. Whatever you have cultivated on the level of soul will go with the soul wherever the soul goes. And whatever you have gained on the platform of material life will remain here when the body is left over here. And this is true for a 50-year-old devotee, 100-year-old devotee, and a newcomer also. The facts remain the same, whether we accept it, like it or not like it. We have to perfect our life in this lifetime and not waste our human life for anything that is material. We should do our duties, whatever mother, father we are, children we have, duties we have to in-laws and family and society, we should do those duties nicely. Our heart should be with Krishna. That is the essence of our life. And Sri Vrindavan Dham is a place which can abundantly enrich you with such wealth. This visit of Vrindavan Dham is a fruit of many, many lifetimes of punya karmas that you have done. It is understood that you have, when you come to Vrindavan, it is understood that you have done all tapasyas required, you have studied all the scriptures that is required, you have done all the punya karmas and visiting holy places, you have done everything. As a result of which you have been able to come to Vrindavan. There is nothing more than Vrindavan to visit. There is no other holy place which is higher than Vrindavan. This is the ultimate destination. One who comes here, one who takes birth here, one who comes and lives here for some time, and one who dies here, all are called Brijvasis. We have stayed 5 days here, 6 days here, so 6 days Brijvasis. We have been here for so many days. So those who take birth, they are also very fortunate. Those who come and stay here after taking birth somewhere else, they are also Brijvasis. Those who come for some time for yatra, they are Brijvasis. And those who die here, they are also Brijvasis. All these people ultimately go back to Godhead. And it's up to you whether you want to take 5 more births and then go back to Godhead, or you want to go in this lifetime and go back to Godhead. It's up to you. The visa has been given to you. Now that you have come here, you are going back to God, it is guaranteed. But whether you encash it in 5th lifetime from now or in this lifetime only, it's up to you. I've got the visa, 10-year visa of America. When I buy the ticket and go, it's up to me. I may go and buy by next year or by next month, it's up to me. The visa is already with me, but visa doesn't mean anything. It doesn't take me to America. I have to work hard, buy a ticket, and fly and reach America. So like that, by coming to Vrindavan, you already received the visa of Golok Vrindavan. So please chant the holy name now. Do not waste this human life for anything which is not so valuable. Most valuable in human life is bhakti of the Lord. Attainment of the lotus feet of the Lord. And the only means, the easiest means to attain this lotus feet of the Lord is to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is Swan Temple or Bhaktivedanta Hospital or Bhaktivedanta Hospice or Barsana Eye Camp Services or Gopal Garden High School or Govardhan Eco Village. You know, there's so many variety of objects, variety of institutes are available to us. Somehow we are linked with them. By some or other means, you are linked as form of teachers. I am linked as a doctor or a manager or organizer. And somehow it is our fortune to be linked with such institutions, by which automatically while we are working, we are getting Krishna conscious culture. Otherwise today's world is so bad, you know, the people in corporates, the way they talk, the way they treat the employees, the way they, you know, how language they use and where the stress they have and pressures they have and people how they break down, you know, mentally, emotionally. We are very fortunate to be able to earn our livelihood, work on our profession in Krishna conscious environment. It's a very great fortune. The protection, the safety, the respect and the honor that we have, the satisfaction, and still we get paid for that. Whatever I am doing is service to Krishna. When I do service to Krishna, I also get salary, paid for that. And our fortune is that in our work only we are coming to Vrindavan now. Now Dr. Chaudhary, myself, you know, on duty we come to Vrindavan. Almost every month we come here and we have some services to do here. But we are in Vrindavan Dham. Every day, every breath we take here, every sip of water we drink here, every morsel of prasadam we take here, we get ultimately purified. Such a great fortune. Every atom here is purifying you. Just your being here and sleeping in the night over here also is purifying you, day and night. We don't know what is happening inside us. When you take a paracetamol, when fever is there, how exactly paracetamol, prosin cures you of fever, we don't know. It's working something inside, the mechanism is going inside. You have taken the paracetamol and it's happening inside, we don't know how it is happening. So like that, by just being here, how we are getting purified, we don't know. But for sure short, we are getting purified here. So we should thank Krishna a million times every day for this fortune of being able to come here. You have come, some of you have come first time, and I wish and pray that you keep coming here often. This is just the advertisement Krishna has done to you. Trailer. So documentary only, traces of things. There are millions of places to be seen. Rupa Goswami said there are 60 billion places of pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan Dham. Maybe 60 billion lifetimes we take also, I don't know whether we will be able to come build or not. But huge places which are remaining still, others have disappeared, and they are also many. 7 days alone in Vrindavan is not enough. 7 days alone in Barsana Nandaga is not enough. Govardhan 5 days also not enough. There are so many places, so many sadhus, so many holy places, so many places of pastimes. You know, if I utter the names, you'll be totally confused. You'll not know anything. But you keep coming, we'll make plans of going to different directions of Vrindavan. One time we'll go to Nandagaon, Kamivan, Barsana, one time we'll go to only Govardhan, one time we'll go to Gokul, Baldev and Rawal, one time we can go on this side, we can go on that side, Bhandirvan is there. I was just thinking, you know, whether I can take you to Davanal Kund or Bhandirvan or to Belvan. There are so many places and so many pastimes of Krishna. Maybe in this lifetime also we'll not be able to finish the reading the pastime. What to speak of going to the places and worshipping and praying for the pastime. So anyway, we have been just introduced to a ocean by giving us one glass. Sample. Ocean is in front of you. This side, this side, this side. Depth, we don't know how far it is. Nonetheless, at least the introduction is done. And we are grateful for that. The opportunity given to us. Whatever we deserve, Krishna is awarding us causelessly. So I wish and pray for all of you that your spiritual life should get flourished like anything visiting this place, and your heart will be always attracted to Sri Vrindavan Dham by bringing you again and again here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Yes.